We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids.
But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At WashableSofas.com, discover Anabay Sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit WashableSofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Dude, I mean, the AVNs had so many sex toys. We saw, there was a vibrator that had a weed pen attached to it. Did I show you guys this?
No, you said it on the gravy episode.
Oh, you're right.
That's wild though. I didn't get to see the sex toy room.
It was so...
Dude, they had all types of stuff.
Dude, Trev wrote a dick.
They had, well...
Tell him.
Prefers. It was my own cock. It's so big. Incognito, trying to figure out I had that for a second. But there was this like almost like a saddle, like what you sit on mm-hmm. for like a horse, mm-hmm. and you played Flappy Bird, but it's called like Fappy Bird. And at each time you tap the screen, it would like vibrate. And I'd be like, and I was sitting on it. They put like a paper towel over it to be clean. I'm like, yeah, because I'm just squirting so hard right now through my goddamn 501 denims.
Yeah, also the person that put it down is like riddled with gonorrhea. It's like,
good.
What is gonorrhea?
I think it's a place.
Is this the thing? Motor bunny?
Whoa. Scroll down. God damn. Jack's about to take his lunch break. Top left.
Motor bunny.
$8.99. Yeah, I sat on that, but it didn't have the cock
yes,
part.
Yes, it did. You liar. No, I saw it.
It looked like a yoga tube or like, you know, you stretch your back out on
uh-huh.
the foam roller. It looked like a foam roller cut in half and then you just sit on it. Like if you walk into your daughter's room and she has that, you know, what's so funny. People, when the websites have like the so-and-so from Vermont just bought this. Who gives a fuck? This is popping up all over.
Also, that's
everyone
not
is so
real.
Horny. A shopper just added XXL cover condoms.
Not real.
Buying this on credit is really funny too. 4 interest-free payments to get your motor bunny.
God, if you're doing this on Karma,
how much is this?
$1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah, but think about that, dude. You fucking ride that bitch once a Tuesday and you fucking blast off for a week.
Yeah, it's kind of, but it's interesting. Why would you spend $1,000 on a cock that moves when you could just get it for free?
Because this cock don't talk.
I mean, 100% correct.
You don't talk to a dude these days. Come on.
Most dudes are bad at talking. Most dudes, their internal monologue is fuck, I want to fuck, sex, fuck. So then when they actually talk to a woman, she's like, so what are your aspirations? And he's like, cock, dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're so full of cum.
Yeah.
You can't walk around full
we
of
just
cum.
Just talk like dirty talk in bed the whole time. Yeah. Oh my God, what the fuck is that?
You know, I'll tell you what that is. That's me just losing my life.
That's the jiggle butt for men?
Yeah. So it's a butt attachment for it.
Oh,
it's great. So this is cool. So this is kind of a his and hers toy. You can get a big dildo for it, and then you can switch it out for a jiggle butt.
It's called a jiggle butt?
Yeah.
I'd be pissed off.
I'm going to name my daughter Jiggle Butt.
Jiggle Butt.
Jiggle Butt Blaustein. Hog Bitch Blaustein. It's great. Did it help at all? Did it get you into the mood at all when you're jiggling?
No, but if I had a cooter, I feel like it would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and this is not this is a whatever take, but I feel like women so much hornier than men because I feel like I'll see so many random TikToks where a girl will like see a shower head in a hotel and it's like waist height and it blows out and they're like, where do you think this is going? I'm like, horny. It's the same thing when I walk past a cantaloupe that's cut in half at Whole Foods and I go, that looks like a pussy. And then people are like, haha, right. And I go, dim the lights. Everybody's horny. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Everybody is.
It'll be like TikTok the other day. There was a roller that you like work out your legs on. It was like a spinning padded thing. And all the comments were like, oh my God, vision board 2023. Give me it.
The thing is, that's what makes the world go round.
Horn.
If nobody was horny, hit it. If nobody was horny, the economy would collapse. What are you working for?
What is that? Where does it come from?
What are you working for? To get a house? No, you get a house to fuck in. You get a car to fuck in. What do you buy jeans for? If I wasn't fucking, I'd wear a goddamn poncho the rest of my life. These aren't comfortable.
Really? I love jeans.
I love jeans too. I'm being exaggeratory, but I'm just saying, like, do you think we'd do this job if there wasn't pussy attached to it?
Yes.
I know I
do
would.
Do you think, how long do you think, like, I'm trying to think what makes you most horny. Is it like city stimulations? Is it the internet? I'm thinking if I spent a day in the city versus a day in the woods, my horny levels in the woods probably wouldn't be all that high. Maybe.
No.
Yeah. Quick hit of air and see a stream run by.
Dude, what are you going to put a pine cone in your ass? It's just a weird setting to get horned
right?
up.
Right, but like you ever just had one of your buddies just moves to a cabin? You're like, was he just too horned up in life?
Yeah, I mean, what is it about nature? If you're alone in nature, that it's not horny. In a city with tall buildings.
Tall buildings, advertisement, people honking, tension.
Oh my God. The
ads on the side of the freeway.
Smells a little weird, like day old pizza. Like, I am rocked up on this fucking metro bus. Huh? I wonder what life would be like if no one was horny. This is what I was trying to get to. What would life be like? Like a fucking Apple store? You ever walk into an Apple store? It'd be like this.
Apple stores are too bright. I will say that. It's too bright, and now they have too much of an ego. 5 years ago, they were like, we're the new leaders of technology. Join us. Now they're like, get on board or be gone, bitch. You ever ask for help? They go, yeah, here's a 1-800 number. What?
No one knows here.
No one knows anything. But there's an Apple specialist. There's cum in my FaceTime screen.
You know what was the saddest thing I've ever seen? Is when I was getting my new phone, whatever, months ago, there was a guy doing like a presentation in the middle of the store.
Oh, for the old people?
Just honestly, anyone listening. But it was right when the phone came out, so nobody was listening. He was doing this whole entire presentation with slides, like big, huge, the entire wall slideshow.
About what the new phone has and how to operate it.
I don't remember how to operate, but I don't remember which part of the phone he was like explaining, because I wasn't listening at all. But I felt so bad, dude, because he like, it felt like he went through so much time to make this thing happen, and no one gave a flying fuck.
That's the life of a middle school teacher. You make all this cool shit, you buy all these Crayola, like middle school teachers, they have to buy all their stuff. Then kids like, I don't give a fuck, I'm drawing dicks on my goddamn homework.
How old are you when you get an iPad now these days?
How old are you when you had a first cell phone?
I was 15.
Yeah, I was 13.
Wow.
Well, it was like my mom's that she like gave. She was like, because she worked at an office, so she had a phone there. She's like, I'd rather you have a phone. You could like take my phone. And that phone had Snake on it. Oof.
Oh, child. God
damn.
Like, what are you doing?
13. But yeah, dude, I mean, you see parents. You see their kids at Costco. I think it's like the parents' iPad, but the kids slobber on it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You go, no, son, you don't get an iPad. You need to be a part of life. Cool, right? You're 3 minutes in at Walmart and the kid's yelling out and you go, yeah. Here you go. Play fucking Jackie Bird.
I mean, yeah, I hear that.
An iPad is modern day
melatonin. Binky. Oh.
Binky?
What's that?
Binky?
Why do kids fuck with blankets so heavy?
You don't?
Give me a blanket. What are you talking
They're
about?
They're cold.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Dude, they have like a box in like a dude, every kid is dressed like Winnie the Pooh.
Bro, oh my God, I forgot this. I knew a girl. I'm not shitting you. We were both like 24 and she still had her fucking blankie. It was not the full blankie. It was like a piece of it because it was so whittled down.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Bruh.
That's very common.
As a 24-year-old?
Very common.
Sir.
Ex, recent girl, they both got. They both have like a thing that's like but from like, childhood or
like a blankie.
Well, it's like a stuffed animal from like
from childhood.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
It's interesting from the also the stuffed animals POV. It's like that thing has seen.
Oh, she's
that thing has seen some things. It's seen you through all stages.
Let me tell you something.
It's seen you finding out how you become a woman. It's seen your first man come over.
Buddy, let me tell you a secret.
Theodore the teddy bear is just like, oh no.
Do you don't think that she rode that teddy bear's face? sir. She's had it since she was fucking seven. And Teddy Ruxpin never Ruxpin that pussy one time.
Did I tell you guys this? And I don't think I did, but my neighbor next door, he had this like giant stuffed gorilla bear.
Oh, I wonder what he did with that.
Well, better yet, he gave it to me.
Did he?
Oh, dude, it was in my room for like a couple of years. It was massive. It was like a giant Snorlax type thing. And dude, I put like a bra on it. I'm pretty sure there was like a hole with cotton.
Hold on. Why are you yelling at me? Because I used to do this with my fucking pillow. You used to do the same thing.
Yeah, but like.
What? What? Can't wait.
Yeah, but yours was like.
But where'd you get that bra from?
Yeah, whose bra was it?
Was it your mom's or your sister's?
I don't know, dude. Fucking. I don't think I ever put a bra on it, but I definitely remember making moves on it, being like, if I were to make out with a girl, hypothetically, metaphorically,
yeah,
sexually,
yeah,
it'd be one of these. Mm.
Dude, that's why you like fat ass.
Yeah.
You correlate that to the gorilla. Yeah. What was your gorilla's name?
I'm trying to think. If I text
Headmaster?
I don't know. I think
Is it still there?
No. I think it was a dude, though. I think it was a dude gorilla.
I think gorillas are...
I don't know. But yeah, dude, it sat in my room after the homie had it. He passed it on down. But could you imagine you're a girl, you come over to my place now, and she's like, oh yeah, like I have a childhood blankie. And I'm like, oh yeah. King Kong over here trying to lay it down.
I just like to take it back a little bit. So you're tongue down in a gorilla?
I'm not tongue down in a gorilla.
Do you remember what his name was?
I think it was Coco.
If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free freaking Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free. But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go
Baba
on.
Booey.
Hey, so go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.